This is Apollo Control at 5 hours, 30 minutes, ground elapsed time. The white team of flight controllers headed by Gene Kranz is in the process now of handing over to the team headed by Flight Director Pete Frank. After 12 hours, the team came on about 3 hours prior to the scheduled launch time of 8:53 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, launch occurred 2 hours, 40 minutes late at a ground elapse time of 11, or at a Central Standard Time, rather, of 11:33 p.m. As a result of the late launch time, the translunar injection, events up through translunar injection, also slipped 2 hours and 40 minutes. We would expect that the translunar injection, which is targeted to make up the difference, will get us back on the nominal flight plan time by the time the spacecraft arrives at the moon. In other words, arrival time at the moon would be at the same Central Standard Time as called for in the flight plan at about 1:49 p.m. Central Standard Time, December 10th. But the ground elapse time would be about 2 hours 40 minutes earlier than that provided for in the flight plan, with the arrival being at about 86 hours 14 minutes ground elapse time. The 2-hour, 40-minute difference being accounted for in a speedier arrival time at the moon. The translunar injection burn being targeted to be just slightly longer than would have been the case in a normal launch. And the spacecraft getting to the moon in a total elapsed time, 2 hours, 40 minutes less, in effect making up the lost time from the late launch. In order to get the flight plan back in agreement with the ground elapse time, the GET, or ground elapse clocks, will simply be moved ahead 2 hours, 40 minutes between now and the time spacecraft arrives at the moon, so that by the time Apollo 17 is inserted into lunar orbit, the GET will once again agree with the flight plan GET. And, of course, the Central Standard Time of arrival will be the same as was originally planned by virtue of the speedier trip time. As a result of the late liftoff, it was not possible to program television coverage of the transposition and docking. This was because of a shift in the orbital ground track, moving the ground track away from the needed manned spaceflight network coverage for television. We simply didn't have an adequate ground station to receive the television signal from the spacecraft. There has been one recurring problem that is yet is unexplained. That is in the displays and control system. The crew reported on several occasions that master alarm was occurring. The master alarm manifests itself in the form of a light that flashes in the command module. There are three of these lights, and also a tone that comes on. And the normal procedure is when the master alarm light comes on and the tone sounds, the crew then looks at another matrix of lights to determine precisely where the problem is. However, when looking at this matrix of lights, none of them were lighted, indicating that some spurious signal had ignited or lighted the master alarm light, and that there was, in fact, no problem in the systems. There is, at this point, no explanation for the problem. However, engineers here in the control center are looking into the past history of panel 2, which is the panel on which a number of switches are located, which have triggered this master alarm, to see if there is a history of panel 2 that would indicate a possibility of some momentary short in the caution and warning system, which could give a master alarm. The problem at this point is an annoyance, but does not appear to be a serious problem. All other spacecraft systems are performing normally, and the trajectory to the moon is almost precisely as planned at this point. We do not anticipate a change of shift press briefing. The white team will be coming back on at the regular Central Standard Time of 4 p.m. tomorrow. And in light of this rather short turnaround, we're going to forego the change of shift press briefing. At 5 hours, 36 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.